Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Blessed, blessed Feast of Pentecost to you all. This great feast in the Christian tradition is sometimes called the birthday of the church. This feast day of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit's filling and transforming the disciples, including us, transforming us to become agents of God's transforming power in the world. So on this Pentecost, it feels right to talk about the prayer that I pray each week before I preach, Come, Holy Spirit. And this is a very short version of a longer prayer that the Reverend Sam Lloyd used to pray before he preached. I heard Sam pray this prayer over and over again while I was a parishioner at Trinity Church in Boston, where Sam served as rector. Here's the longer version. Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen. So I have adopted the condensed version of this prayer, Come Holy Spirit, in my own preaching life, to invoke the Spirit's presence, to call on the Holy Spirit each week in this space here when we are together. The writer Anne Lamott says that there are really only three essential prayers: help, thanks, and wow. And Come Holy Spirit is a help prayer. Come Holy Spirit is a help prayer, and that's a communal prayer of help. Come Holy Spirit and help all of us. Come Holy Spirit and help me to preach the gospel of Jesus crucified and risen. Help me to say something of God's deeds of power and love. And come Holy Spirit and help all of us to listen and hear what you would have us hear. To pray, Come Holy Spirit, is to say that this moment is not about me or about you, but that this moment is about God and us as a community. Come, Holy Spirit, and be present in our communication. Help us to hear what you would have us hear. Holy Spirit moments. So sometimes one of you will send me a note or you'll speak to me after a sermon and you'll share something that you heard me say during the sermon, except I didn't say those words. And for me, that's a Holy Spirit moment. I don't correct folks unless it's like egregiously sort of wrong or harmful, but it never is. Because for me, that's the Holy Spirit at work, opening our ears, minds, and hearts, and helping us to hear what we need to hear, which is not always the same as what we want to hear, because the Spirit's work is not to leave us comfortable, but to transform us. And we have this theme of transformation in both of our Pentecost stories today that we heard in our scriptures. In the book of Acts, the Spirit comes as a sound of rushing wind and tongues of flame, giving the disciples the power to testify so that all might understand them and hear and know the saving deeds of God. And this scene in Acts, it's very public, right? The Spirit attracts crowds of people that come and gather around the disciples. This scene in Acts is noisy, and it is wild. Listen to the adjectives used to describe the crowd's reaction: bewildered, amazed, astonished, and perplexed. There's no clarity here. There's no order, there's no worship leaflet to tell the crowd what to do or say or whether to sit or stand. And that might make some of us in the Episcopal Church uncomfortable, right? Because we have a set liturgy each week and we know what's going to happen. But the risk is that we forget. We can forget about the wildness of the Holy Spirit. We can forget about the wildness of God. And in the Acts story, and on Pentecost, we are reminded of this wildness, of the Spirit's power to rush in and speak through the disciples so that all might hear, and so that all might know that God's salvation and God's love are for all people. So the emphasis in the Acts Pentecost story is on the Spirit's transforming power through human communication. And the Gospel of John tells a different story of transformation through the Spirit. In our gospel reading, the resurrected Jesus comes to the disciples in private. The disciples are in private. It's quieter. They are in a locked room. And then from his own wounded side, Jesus breathes the Spirit over the disciples. We heard this same gospel reading last month, right? Jesus breathes the Spirit from the place of his wounded and transformed and resurrected body. And the transformation here is couched in Jesus' words of peace, of forgiveness, and of sending. Jesus says, "As my Father has sent me, so I send you." The disciples cannot stay in their locked room. Jesus and the Holy Spirit transform them. Jesus and the Holy Spirit transform us to go out and share the peace and forgiveness and resurrection love of God with all. Through our baptism, we communally are all called into the Holy Spirit's transformative work. In a few moments, we will renew our baptismal vows. And how we live out those vows looks differently for each one of us. As our reading from Paul's letter today reminds us, we have a variety of gifts given to us through the Spirit, and we are invited to use those gifts in a variety of ways together as the body of Christ. So this Pentecost, how and when might we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit," in our own lives? Where are the places, when are the times, when you need to call on the Spirit's transformative power? Perhaps it's to help us to have the courage to speak or act when it would be more comfortable or convenient to stay silent. Perhaps it's to help us to have the openness of ear, mind, and heart to discern carefully and receive what the Spirit might need us to perceive and understand. And how might we pray, "Come, Holy Spirit," here at Grace? Where do we see the transformative work of the Spirit happening here at this time in our parish? How is the Spirit inviting this church community into change and transformation and into new resurrection life? And where are the points of resistance to that transformation? Maybe one of those points of resistance that we're sensing here at Grace is a trying to hold on to an image and a memory of who Grace was in the past. And if we are gripping onto an old image, how do we call on the Spirit for help in opening our hands and our minds and hearts to the transformative and resurrection work that God is calling us into now, so that we can cooperate with the Spirit in that work? There are many images of the Holy Spirit in our scriptures. The Spirit comes as a brooding presence over the waters of creation, as a comforter, advocate, paraclete. The Spirit comes as a dove, as fire and flame, as water, as breath, as wind. On the Feast of Pentecost, which of these images, or some other image, which of these speaks most to you? How do you experience the Holy Spirit at work in the world, at work in your life, at work in this community? And how is the Holy Spirit calling you, calling us together into that transforming work? And in the process, how is that Spirit transforming us? Come, Holy Spirit, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Take our lips and our lives and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire. Amen.